Part 2. Okay, let me turn to a question that will interest our listeners. You've obviously been very successful with your online business. So what advice can you offer for someone thinking of going into on-the-web retailing?
Make sure you've done your research and preparation before spending any money on a website. One thing is knowing who and where your customers are. Defining your customer is as important as defining your products or naming your business. But then, yes, you have to know your products too. Make sure you know which ones are performing, where, and why. If some aren't working, replace them with others that might perform better.
What about competition? How do you keep ahead of them?
Good question. Understanding your competition can help your business in so many ways. Find out what they're doing, scour their websites. Are their offers more innovative than yours? Higher quality than yours? And you keep ahead by spotting opportunities that no one has yet captured. I also attend art fairs and gift exhibitions to see what's out there. You need to be first if you're going to seize the market.
So you're looking at your competitors' websites, but they are also getting a lot of ideas from what you're doing, surely?
Yes. This is really important when you're doing business on the web. You have to keep finding ways to improve your online marketing. People are going to check out your site, but then visit competitor sites as well, and then make comparisons. So it is especially important that your website outshines the competition.
Well, Jackie, it's been great talking to you, and we hope your business goes from strength to strength.
Thank you.